You? No.
Oh, I couldn't find her. I went to her house. I thought she... Well, next time the old monster may not be so lucky. Next time, perhaps I will kill him. Old man, if you can hear me, I renounce you. I curse you. You are no longer my father.
I'll run for the doctor.
No! There's no need for a doctor. I've had worse beatings than that. I'm almost ashamed of him. Is he gone? That was quite a scene, wasn't it? Help me to my feet. Tell me that. Is she here? Grigori! Where is the old fool?
He struck me, master. Me that used to wash him in the horse trough as a little boy.
God damn them both. I wish they would murder each other.
That's a terrible thing to say.
You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't see things like this. Neither should I. Come with me.
I have to stay and look after him.
I don't.
Is she in the house, Grigori? Is Grushenka here?
The only female in this house is my old Mafia. You need to bathe that head of yours.
Stay with me, Alyosha.
I'll get a basin and a cloth. Look at the state of this room.
Has he gone? Ivan? I'm more frightened of him than I am of Dmitri.
Of Ivan?
Yes, of Ivan. He's as cold as the other is hot. Listen, go back to the monastery. You'll be safe there. I want to protect you. I actually do. It's a sincere feeling.
The elder says I must go back into the world.
Ignore him. I say go back to the monastery. But first, will you do one weensy little favour for me, will you?
I will always help you, as much as I can.
All that religion isn't wasted on you. A true Jesuit's answer. Go and see Grushenka. Tell her everything in your own words. Tell her that I too can do a noble deed. Tell her that I don't offer her money alone. Tell her I am willing to marry her. Watch her face when you say that. Tell her it's time to choose between us, between me and Dmitri. Will you do that? It will put an end to all this one way and another. It will end it. I haven't the stamina I used to have. I was a little afraid just then. I can admit that to you.
He shouldn't have hit you. You're shaking.
Go to her, but listen. Don't tell Ivan what you're up to. Promise me that.
Why are you so afraid of him?
Are you going to sit snivelling on the floor all afternoon? Be off. Go speak to her.
There you are. I've been waiting for you.
What for?
What for? What a question to ask. To see if you came out in one piece from the monster's den. What is that look, Alyosha? Has Father been saying things about me to you? Of course, I'd rather you weren't suspicious of me, but perhaps it's to be expected. We are both Karamazovs.
You're right, I was suspicious of you, just for a moment.
Where are you going?
I promised Dmitri I'd go and see Katerina Ivanovna.
She's not home.
Well,
you'll have to go tomorrow. I wonder what she'll make of you. I wonder how she'll feel listening to the worldly wisdom of a 20-year-old boy.
You're not that much older than I am.
Oh, you're right. I forget. Can we be friends, Alyosha?
I'd like that.
She won't be nice to you.
Do you know her?
A little. Enough. Never mind about that.
I also promised Father I'd go and see Miss Grushenka. Oh, he asked me not to tell you. I forgot. How could I forget? He only just said it to me.
Don't worry. I shan't say anything to Mitya. Miss Grushenka, eh? He probably hopes she'll seduce you. What does he want you to say to her?
Perhaps I'd better not say.
They're drawing you in, Alyosha. Be warned. Any other young ladies on your list?
Well, I saw Lisa Koklikova today at the monastery. I wasn't very kind, I think. Perhaps I should go and see her as well.
Perhaps you should, little brother.
You don't really think Dmitri would ever seriously harm Father, do you?
It's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello.
Is Katerina Ivanovna home, please?
We gave you all lot money the other week.
My lot?
The monastery?
Oh, I didn't come from the monastery. No, not today. I shouldn't really be wearing these robes.
Then why are you?
My name is Alexei Fyodorovich Karamazov.
You're one of them? Karamazov? How many of them are there? What a crew.
I'm the youngest. Should you be talking to your mistress's guests like this?
No. But you won't tell on me, will you? For a Karamazov, you've got a gentle face. Come in and sit down in the front room while I fetch you. You are here?
Katerina Ivanovna. Katerina Ivanovna, you must forgive this intrusion. My name is Alexei
Fyodorovich. Thank God you are here. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, I've come. Or rather, I've been sent. He expressly told me to say Dmitri.
He sent you, I know that. What is his message?
It's a delicate matter.
It doesn't matter. I know everything. Don't look surprised. Do you think because I'm a woman that I'm a fool, an ignorant fool who knows nothing?
Of course. Of course not.
You can sit down. We'll both sit down. I know everything. You understand everything.
I think so.
I don't want facts. I have all the facts. What I want is your opinion, your view of the matter. He should have come himself. What is his message to me? Why aren't you sitting down?
He said to tell you he bows down to
what?
You.
Bows down? What?
He knows that he isn't behaving as he should to you. Oh. He knows it and is ashamed. He's right to be ashamed.
Go on.
It's not just the matter of another person. Another woman. Forgive me, but there is also another matter. More disgraceful, perhaps.
The money. The 3,000.
Do you know about that?
I've known about that for a long time. I know he stole the money. Why didn't he come to me? Why didn't he tell me? Pride. Pride will destroy him. I would have kissed his hands and forgiven him.
You're very generous, Katerina Ivanovna.
Do you pity me?
Yes.
You think it tragic that someone like me, rich, beautiful, well-educated, has been cast aside in favour of another woman? And such a woman...
Perhaps not tragic. I think you might find it humiliating.
What do you know of this Grushenka? Nothing. Nothing. You see her with the world's eye, the eyes of prejudice, but I have seen her as she really is. She's an angel.
An angel?
You're surprised to hear me say that.
I'm astonished.
She is beautiful. She is seductive. I love her.
You seem very agitated.
Come in, my angel, and meet this kind, sweet boy. I asked her to come here today. I sent a message. She came at once. We have opened our hearts to one another. I told her to wait outside and listen to every word I said to you. There are no secrets between us.
Hello, Alyosha. Do you mind if I call you Alyosha?
He's blushing.
Yes, he is. And his mouth is open. He looks exactly like a baby bird.
Tell me, Alyosha, why are people so cruel, so eager to condemn without understanding?
That's an interesting question.
Go on. Give us a little sermon, darling.
Don't laugh at him.
I don't mind if you laugh at me. I think we are eager to condemn others. Partly it is arrogance, partly ignorance. I believe only when we acknowledge our own sinfulness that
Alyosha, you are boring me.
Listen, I will give you a sermon. I will tell you a story. It will make you weep. It made me weep.
It did. And very well she looked weeping. It's the breeding. My nose goes red.
Once, not long ago, there was a young girl. Innocent as... as what?
A snowflake. I like snowflakes.
Exactly right, yes. But one day, she meets someone, and the poor snowflake is burned. Melted by the flame of love. Evaporated. Unfortunately, the brute, an officer, deserts her and marries another woman. What is our poor girl to do, outcast as she is? An injured innocent, how is she to live, to survive in a world that has rejected her?
Imagine it, Alyosha. A lady like her, a woman like me, friends. Me, the poor little snowflake, evaporated as I am.
Alyosha is also your friend. We will rehabilitate you, my darling. We will rescue you, yes. She is giving up the old life, the old sins. A new, beautiful life beckons. She renounces the past, don't you, my darling?
How is Dimitri?
He's well.
And your dear father?
Well.
I heard about yesterday's quarrel. Did Dimitri really threaten him with an axe?
There was no axe.
But there was a quarrel.
You need not concern yourself with them anymore. They're part of the old, discarded life. We have been talking of my Grushenka setting up a little school for orphans.
She has been talking of it. She does love to talk. I will wear a grey dress and a little veil to match. Katya will come and give prizes to the pupils at Easter and Christmas. She will come in her lovely carriage and we will all line up to greet her. What wonderful fun! Do you think I'll enjoy that?
It doesn't have to be a school.
Well, Alyosha, you must be sure to tell Mitya all about this affecting little scene when you see him. It will make him laugh. It will make your old man laugh even more.
Calm yourself, my darling. Remember, I trust you. Let me kiss your hand.
Ekaterina Ivanovna, please. Perhaps it would be better if you didn't...
There. No.
This is better than anything. She kisses my hand. Well, my dear, don't put your hand near my mouth, because I will bite. I will bite it hard. Give up, Dimitri. Never. Never. Even if I hated him. Never. You are the nun, not I, Katerina. A cold, icy article who'd warm no man's bed if he were ever unfortunate enough to marry you.
How dare you?
How dare I? With the greatest ease. I've been laughing at you all afternoon. How I have enjoyed myself. You're a fool.
Why, and you're a dirty bitch.
Shocking.
A whore.
In front of a man.
Whore.
At least they'd pay for me. You threw yourself at Mitya and begged him to take you.
Oh, you dirty bitch.
Please, control yourself, please. This is terrible.
It's nice to meet you both. Especially you, Alyosha.
Please.
Keep hold of her now while I make my escape.
I did make a fool of myself, didn't I?
Well, yes. But it doesn't matter, people laughing at you, if you're trying to do the right thing. I believe that.
Was I trying to do the right thing?
You were trying to save my brother.
I knew she was laughing at me all the time. Neither of us were in the least bit sincere. I value sincerity so much. Why aren't I honest and straightforward? She will tell everyone in the town.
Do you love my brother? Mitya, I mean.
Who else would you mean?
Pardon?
I didn't think a man like you would listen to rumours. Cruel, lying rumours. Did Ivan say something to you?
Not a word. No, he never mentioned you, I promise.
Oh, marvellous. I'm delighted. Perhaps you had better go.
I'm sorry if I've said anything to offend you.
Is it true he's dying, that elder of yours? It's a pity I never met him. I need someone to talk to. I need spiritual help. Does he hate women?
He hates no one.
Go back to him. Go back to the monastery while you still can. All your family are villains, all of you. Do you think you're immune, Alexei Fyodorovich? You're not. Get out, will you?
In episode 1 of The Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Father Karamazov was played by Roy Marsden, Dmitri, Paul Hilton, Ivan, Nicholas Bolton, and Alyosha, Karl Prekop. Lisa was Emma Noakes, Mrs. Koklakova, Rachel Atkins, Katerina, Juliet Aubrey, Grushenka, Katie Kavanagh, Grigori, Desmond McNamara, Smerjakov, Joseph Kloska, and the elder, Sam Dale. The monk was played by Paul Richard Biggin, and The Servant by Miranda Keeling. The Brothers Karamazov was dramatised for radio by Melissa Murray, original music was by David Pickvance, and the directors were Mark Beebe and Colin Guthrie.
And you can hear part two of The Brothers Karamazov at the same time next week.
Thank you.